Bruchim Aboim B'Shem Hashem. What a great schus it is throughout the entire world on virtually every continent. We are all united learning the Torah of the Heilig Zera Shimshin. Our shir is for a schus and a refuah shalema for Rav Yosef Menachem Monish ben Genendel, Rav Yosef ben Sara, and for Sara Baspina. May they each have a refuah shalema b'mheira and darichas yomim b'shanim tovos. Our shir is on the words v'ish es kedoshav lo yu, a man's kedoshav shall be his. Ish asher yiten la kohen lo yiyya, and the man, what he gives to the kohen, shall be his. Chazal tell us in brachos, a person who doesn't give trumas and maisus to the kohen will eventually have to go to the kohen because of a matter of shalom bayis. Like it says, v'ish es kedoshav lo yu. A couple of psukim later, it says that he will have to bring his wife to the kohen to drink the mei soita. Concerning the soita, we learn in Talmud Bavli Maseches Soita, Ein Adam Oiver Avera Elohim Kein Nichnas Bo Ruach Shtus. A person does not commit a sin unless some spirit of folly has entered into him. We also learn in Maseches Shabbos, Ashirim Shebe Eretz Yisrael, the wealthy people in Eretz Yisrael, B'mahein Zoichin, how are they Zoicha? How do they merit such wealth? Omar Loi, Bishvil Shema Asrin, the reason that they have this wealth is because they are rogel, they're accustomed to giving ma'aser. Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, what was the difference between the earlier generations and the later generations? The earlier generations, they would bring their peiros, their fruits, through the various entrances of their house, so that they would become mechuyev, obligated in ma'aser. However, the later generations, it wasn't the same anymore. They would bring in the fruits through the courtyards and the roof in order to exempt themselves from the obligation of ma'aser. Their fruits did not have the bracha. The Zera Shimshin explains with a pasuk in Mishlei, Ateras chachamim oshrom, iveles ksilim iveles. The crown of the wise is their wealth, but the foolishness of the fools is foolishness. When a person lives the way that Hashem Yisbarach tells us to live, then his fruits have the bracha, the person will enjoy riches. That's the meaning of the crown, which is symbolic of a person who is mekayim the Torah and mitzvahs, just like we're supposed to. The foolishness of the fools, it refers to the person who tries to exempt themselves and avoid mitzvahs. He tries to get around the obligation to give ma'aser, and because of that, does not receive the bracha of riches. The Zera Shimshin explains that this is the double lashon, iveles ksilim iveles. When a person doesn't live up to their obligations to the kohen, then they will sustain two losses, chas v'shalom. They will not be wealthy, and the shalom bayis will be impaired. We see how important it is to give ma'aser and to give to the kohen what they are entitled to have. The great Goyen, Reb Isser Zalman Meltzer, was once walking in the streets of Yerushalayim with his son-in-law, the great Goyen Reb Aaron Kotler. Reb Aaron lived in America, but he was in Eretz Yisrael for a visit. While they were walking, Reb Aaron saw one of the poor people of Yerushalayim, and he said to his father-in-law, "In my previous visit years ago, this ani was together with a number of anim, a number of poor people. I had money to give each one, but when I reached this yid, I didn't have any more money left. I looked at him and I studied his face. I decided in my heart that if I will have the schus to meet him again in this world, a proper nedava. And here I see in front of my eyes, he is standing there. I must run to see him." Reb Aaron ran over to him and gave to him a very generous nedava, ba'ayin yafa. Reb Isser Zalman Meltzer closely observed the entire scene. He said, "From this maisa, it does not bring out the phenomenal memory of Reb Aaron, but it brings out the yiras shamayim, the depth of his Kedusha, his holiness and purity. Be'ezer Hashem Yisparach, we will continue tomorrow with our Shir Nezer Shimshon. I would like to wish everybody Bisuros Tavos, Yeshuas, and Nechamos.